morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February the 25th, 2021. Well, earlier this week, we discussed the faith and hope which the children of Israel possessed. And it is that faith and hope which caused them to look for deliverance from bondage in Egypt. Today, I want to discuss the actions that faith and hope produced in them. When we review the promise which God made to Abram, we can recall that God told Abram that his people would be strangers in a strange land. They would be in bondage for 400 years. Then, at the end of 400 years, God would bring them out with great substance. And how would they be brought out? Israel looked for a deliverer. I think that's important. Israel looked for someone to deliver them. God had promised earlier that the seed of the woman would destroy the seed of the serpent. And Israel was always looking for that seed. Now, when we get to the book of Exodus in chapter number 1, we find that Pharaoh was attempting to destroy the children of Israel by killing all the men children who were born. The midwives refused to do so. And this is where we're going to pick up our reading today in Exodus chapter number 1 and verse number 18. And it says this, Exodus chapter number 1 and verse number 18. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, Why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. And so there you have the commandment of Pharaoh to kill all the men children. Why would the midwives save the boys alive? Well, because they didn't want to kill the one who would be the deliverer. See, the faith and hope which they possessed led them to action. Well, in this case, it led them to non-action. In other words, they didn't kill the men children. They had faith that God would keep his promise. This led them to have hope, and their hope led them to save the boys alive. Then as we go on and we turn the page over to Exodus in chapter number 2, we see the account of the birth of Moses. And again, we're talking about the story of Moses is not just for Sunday school anymore. And it tells us, and there went a man of the house of Levi and a wife of a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And I'm not going to read any more than that, but hopefully you know the account. If not, go and read all of Exodus in chapter number 2. But his mother recognized that he was a goodly child. And because he was a goodly child, it caused her to take action. In this, we see the marvelous providence of God. I don't know if the mother of Moses recognized all that God was doing, but she recognized there was something special about this child, so she decided to save him alive. And God's going to work through her faith and hope and her actions. God is going to work to place Moses in a position where he can have influence with Pharaoh. And God used the faithfulness of the mother and sister of Moses to preserve him alive. God was doing far more in this instance than what these ladies imagined. In case you don't know the entire story, Moses becomes the adopted son, we'll say, of Pharaoh. Or grandson, I guess, of Pharaoh. So now we think about the faith and hope of these ladies, and we can use it as an example. And when we think about their faith and hope and how it caused them or led them to action, the question might be for us to consider today, what actions does your faith and hope produce? Does the faith that you have in God cause you to take action? What about your faith in the promises of God? What type of action does that produce? Also, we should consider the hope which we have. Hebrews 6:19 states that our hope is an anchor for our souls, both sure and steadfast. Is your hope an anchor for your soul? Does your hope produce security for you? Does it cause you to be steadfast in your faith? Today, I want to encourage you to think about your faith and hope. And I want you to allow your faith and hope to create action in your life. That you're just not sitting idly by saying, well, I have faith. But your faith leads you to action. And it will make a difference in your life when your faith and hope jumps into action. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for your promises. And we thank you that your promises are not empty. Thank you that you make a real difference in our lives. May your people be moved to action as they walk in faith with a sure and steadfast hope. Thank you that our faith and hope are sure and steadfast because of Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow. Brother Mark signing off.